He liked to look at her and watch the way she kicked her legs. And when she grabbed his finger really tight, it made him laugh. Grandma said he had to protect Jessica because that's what big brothers do. He'd worried so much about it that he'd snuck in to sleep on the floor beside her crib just in case the monsters who lived in the closet came to eat her in the nighttime. But he'd woken in his own bed in the morning, so maybe he'd only dreamed he'd gone in to protect her. They shuffled up in line, and Douglas glanced, a bit uneasily, at the smiling elves who danced around Santa's workshop. They looked a little bit mean and mad, like Jessica when she was crying really loud. If Jessica didn't wake up, she wasn't going to get to sit on Santa's lap. It was stupid for Jessie to be all dressed up to sit on Santa's lap because she couldn't say excuse me when she burped, and she couldn't tell Santa what she wanted for Christmas. But he could. He was 3.5 years old. He was a big boy now. Everyone said so. Mama crouched down and spoke to him softly. When she asked if he had to pee, he shook his head. She had that tired look on her face, and he was afraid if they went to the bathroom, they'd never get back in line and see Santa. She gave his hand a squeeze, smiled at him, and promised it wouldn't be much longer.